I'm seeing Jesse.
You have to wear
your hat.
Song you gave me is recorder last week. Also, it's not mine. It's Robert Spiro's.
Being a recorder.
Just exactly how much is at stake in our Mecham over here. What do we have to gain? What do we have to lose? In the Bible we saw that this sugya is hitting the most important, it's hard to say, definitely the most elementary, basic, fundamental shlav in our development. That's that neat. And last week we saw the sugya's pegeb both in Yashir into the music of a mensch being a dover kavua, a bria kavua, the music of kvius is expressed bigger in a person being a consistent person. And Yisad Arayis, it's a head-on collision, is a mafhafko v'etzer, a chance to be this kvius. Shlomo, Sukkim in Yishai, Pek Munzayin, Osechof Falf, Sukkim Shteid Azali. Arashoyim Kayom Nigrosh, Ki Hashkeit Lo Yuchol, Ma Yigushu Meimov, Refesh Batit. Sukkim compared to Arashoyim, Kayom Nigrosh, what's Yam Nigrosh? Yam is like a seething yam. Seething yam that can't come still. Yash kelo yuchal. You can't sell. A yigrishu meim of refesh utit. It's constantly exuding. It's constantly giving out, sending out mud and tits. All not wanted, not desired things.
You're still at the wedding.
So Rashi says, "Rav Shoyim shem loshuv." Kayom nigrush. This is not Dor Rav Shoyim. Maybe we'll see Behemshech. The Yisrael says this takes this passage B'suim, talking about the Koyach Adimim, which is the B'suim, the Iker Koyach of the Iker Shliach of the Yitzhar of Taiva. But in Shteit Rashi, Kayom Nigosh, what is this Kayom Nigosh? A What's the motion of the yam? A yam has a galov mizgoyim lerum lemalo. The Lord says chutz legvul hachoil asher samti b'liyam. Not like that. That's what Rashi thought about this idea. Waves. The ocean. See, it has waves. What are waves? Waves. That's really what a kamat looks like. Is Kadosh Baruch Hu made one of the ikir havdolos of Kadosh Baruch Hu being a hevdol between the yam and the yavosha. It's one of the ikir gvuls, basic boundaries of the world. What is a gal? A gal is betzem when the ocean is constantly come out unstill. And it seems, if you look at it, the gal raises up, the wave raises up, and it's trying to, ki'ilu, trying to go ahead of its bull. It's trying to, Lord says, chutz l'gvul hachol, asher samti gvul yam. That's what a wave is trying to do. However, k'shemagia sham, ki'ilu when it gets there into the, hu nishbar al karfa, it can't go. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it bull. It can't go. It's constantly, its whole life. That's what the wave is trying to do. It's trying to make an effort to go, to break the boundaries, to break the rule, to break the restrictions. And it breaks. It breaks. And it gets to the point. Cholzer gal chaver roya ve'inei chayzeboy. That's the Rashi. He says that each gal tries to do it. The wave, so the first wave tries to do it. It doesn't stop. It's whole life. It's trying to. Kena Rasha. This is the life of the Rasha. Mela hashkei lo yuchal. Ba'yigishu meim of refesh. That's what we saw. The life of a Rosh is, there's no kfiyas. He's constantly trying to get a new pitui, a new something, going after some sort of taiva that's trying to pull him. Chutz migvul, chutz where really he's supposed to be. He's supposed to have a gvul, he's supposed to have a kfiyas. And he's constantly, his lathe is pulling him away, away, away. What's the maskon? The maskon is, yashkei lo yuchal. He never gets settled. He never gets settled. There's no sheket, no shalom. The next pasuk is, Ein shalom amar eli kailo rishon. There's no shalom. There's no inner peace. There's no inner peace. Because of this mitzis that the Rosha is constantly, he developed a mitzis himself, a tumma, a mashiach, a connection, a gravitation towards such a life that's constantly pulling the person to go out, to go beyond, to break gvulis. So then he never has shalom. He never has shalom. That's what we saw. So you lose the ikur mid of kfiyas, which allows the person to be next to himself and allows the person to have continuity and consistency, which that's atzlocha. That's the first capital in Tilla. Hoya ke'etz, shosol apal gimayim, asher piri yitei v'itoi, aleu la'ibay v'chol asher yasi atzliach. You want to be matzliach. Production comes when you're shosol apal gimayim. When you're planted, when you're stark, when you're fast, you can't be swayed one way or another. Stay no matter what. If it doesn't work out today, a week the shear is not good, you stay in the shear. You have shown from regularly, you stay in the shear. It's been good. Yeah, the shear is where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to sit in certain nice measures. It's not kishmak today, it's not kishmak 2 days, 3 days, I'll go to Shinsky. No, you stay. Kfiyas. You have a place. It's a kfiyas. Kfiyas is a kfiyas in nefesh. He's with friends. He's okay. Many mishalom friends. You know, people throw away friends like this and like that. It's a mitzias. It's a nidin that's negiyah to 1,000 tchumim b'mchai. However, the mensch is not. He's not a hybrid. When he slowly in 1 year of his life, he makes himself a person. It's a ripple effect in all the areas of life. The Rosha, that's that. Next pasuk: Kiim kamoitz Hashem loikin harishayim. Pasuk until him there. Like in Hashem, kim kamoitz asher titfenu haruach. They're like shaft. They flow. The ruach, the wind blows away. The second, any difficulty comes, any pressure comes, he leaves. He doesn't have the ability to stick up one life. He leaves. There's no hatzlochem there. You're not going to have hatzlochem anything. Terror also. That's going to have hatzlochem more or less than anything. Even if there's hatzliach in any tchum, not as a husband, not as a parent, not as a worker. Garnish. Not able. The person doesn't have kfiyas. Well, kol shekein in the life of Torah mitzvahs, which requires so much kfiyas. That's what we saw last week. I want to go back to this. Will to be probably the end of this chelik of it. Savlanus. We require a third nekud in this sugya. Really, the destruction, the churva that the Yetzirah is trying to bring to our inner self, to that need. And the third nekud, really, which is the most basic. Shout out to Maral, the going to talk more much. The first we spoke about, the first week, Maral, he talks about, he says the Gidei Reis is a heres of the Chilek of Ben Adam La'atzma, Adam Shia Toiv La'atzma in Lashon Hara. Mara over there said in the Nakuda that it makes a person to behave. That was Mara, that was the point that Mara said. And slowly takes away the human chelik of a person and brings out the bestial, the animalistic dimension, animalistic chelik of a man. He brought that from the Gemara Tzaita. The Gemara Tzaita says that that's why a Tzaita brings a carbon to be certain, because that's she also can I said to me. I want to try that a little bit. I'm just going on this Nakuda tonight. What exactly is it that's Mavdil being Adam and Eve? So we're going to do it. Adam is a Medaber. Really, what's behind the Medaber? But now he's a Vardas, a Seichel. Rashi and Chumash, Rashis. She can tell you something, Dave and Dibor. Rashi puts Dave and Dibor always go together. Dibor is an expression of Das. It's a Vardas. He was, well, you could tell him when they came out. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, and tell him when he came out. Rashi says, Lohavinu Lahaskil. Tzelem Elikim is the koyach of seichel of a person. This is the koyach that's mavdil a person from a behemoth. So let's show you this brain a little bit. What is exactly this koyach of seichel? What is the mahus of a mensch? So this is it. And Yisrael has Agdar. Yisrael, Igris, Yitzayim. It's not there, is it? Geder ha'odom liyois taluchosoi v'nyan v'achar seichel machon. First, Ersh Tadiyak. Anyone knows Geder? You ask for in Lomdes, Hagdor. Ask a person. So Rashi's saying like this, Toys like this, Abari is this. Yes. What is the Hagdor? What do you want when you ask for Hagdor? Geder. Geder, from Lashon Geder, you're trying to fence in something. You're trying to. Don't hit around the side issues, the chitzonis. Yeah, this is an mafkamina, this is an expression. Be magdir to me the mahus of the Zach. Klar, fence it in, give it a boundary, hit the heart of the thing. That's what a Geder is. So that's what we're trying to say. A mensch, there's a lot of different aspects of a man you want to say, but what's the Geder shel Adam? Geder Adam, Lios, Taluchosoi v'nyonov achar seichel nachon. The taich and the mahus of a mensch is Taluchosoi, the way he goes about, v'nyonov, all v'nyonov, they have to be following after, marching after, the seichel nachon, the proper seichel yashar v'kor. U'bizois nivdon li'balichai. This is the ikar thing which separates a human being from Baal Chai. How does he touch it up? Asher teluchosam achar tivam umizva. What leads? every Chai has something that leads it, but what leads? What manhig a Baal Chai? Teva umizva. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them, the natural impulses and instincts. Vizehu, that Rabbi Solzhenitsyn Mamshech, vizehu kvishas yetzer. Our job in Kvisas HaYetzer is to be a human being and not a baby. Lebli haloich achar netiyas hateva imrachas Hashem. Not to follow after netiyas hateva, the natural inclinations that we have. Ki ha'odom v'koychoi v'memsholos sichloi. It gets back to the seichel. With the koyach, the sovereignty, the koyach ruler, the memshola, the koyach to rule, the control of the seichel, lishloit alivorov. He could use the will of his chachma to be shaylit. V'zehu burasoi k'mamor mzal ezu gibar ha'kodesh shetzer. B'sol over here is meisif a little bit. What does it mean about seichel? What does it mean a behemah? What's it mean an odom? What's it mean? The difference between an odom and a behemah is an odom is a shaylit and a behemah is a nishlat. Yeah, he has a seichel. Say that. And many people use the seichel and the behemahs. And many people use the seichel and the behemahs. Morale, don't bring it out. It's all. The morale says there's two seichels. The seichel ayumi and seichel adibri. The seichel is connected to the guf. The seichel is connected to the guf. That's lav dafka. That's not going to make you different. It's any different than a behemoth. The fact that he has a brain and something's going on there and he can understand is a better havana than a behemoth. That doesn't make you better than a behemoth. What deciphers and what discerns between a human being and a behemoth is a human being is a shoylik. He has a koyach to be shoylik to control. And the behemah is a nishlat. What does it mean? He's a nishlat. He's controlled by something else. What is that? His teva, his tefoyim. A behemah is controlled by his natural impulse, his natural instincts. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, his natural impulse. That's what pulsing that says. Try. Behemah should do different. Oh, that would do different. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, that's exactly what it'll do. And if you do that, a lot of times, much more naifin, much more neman than he would be. Much more consistency. But he does whatever exactly his teva pulls him to do. That's what it is. That's what it is. A human being in the Kerech of the Seichel is the ability to stop, to hinder, to hold back the natural animalistic impulses, the teva, that he, the tibiistic instincts that the human being has, the tibiistic rutsinus. This is what makes a human being a human being. Yadu advarm. We have Be'etzem, a human being is made up Be'etzem of an animalistic side in the Seichel. Be'etzem Yitzhar is goof, he's called Kuloi, an animal. Everyone has a bishul, totally animalistic side. And it doesn't take too far to look around. Close to you, yourself, you can see it sometimes by other friends, by big people. Examples. And what happens, people don't watch the Seichel, how low a human being can sink. Pshuta Kavashmoi can come out many times, human being, the most animalistic. Even worse than a behemoth many times, a person can act when he doesn't go with seichel. The job of the seichel is to create a metzias and imagine, not a one-time thing, to make that the tzura sa'odom is that your seichel is in control. A seichel is a melech. A seichel, he says many times, Lashon Chazal, Lashon Aramaic, is nimlach v'dayta. When a person is supposed to think about something, it's called nimlach v'dayta. He rethought it, he was nimlach. He took Eitzel with his das. The das is Moilach, the das is Moisha. The das is supposed to be Moisha. There, I call that parallel, Shteyna Ben Yena, famous Ben Yena, Vikar Charotot, and all the piece from Ben Yena, the whole Bini. The Sefer, the Vikar Charotot, Ben Yena says the following. The person goes to have a Charot, this lives in a Charot of every Chet. Vini ha-boirei nofach ba'api nishmas chayim chokmas lei v'toy v'seichel. Really all parts of the what we call the seichel, different three different dimensions of the hecher part of a person. Nishmas chayim chachmas lei v'toy v'seichel. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave that to me. It's tzelem alekim man nofach mini lei nofach. La'akiroi l'yiro milfono. Three purposes. To be makir Hashem. To have yiras Hashem. And the third is limshol baguf v'chol todos. To control over my own guf and all its talks, the midas that come from the guf. But what's the mashal of Rabbi Yehuda? Kasher himshila ashar bali chayim she'ina medarim. The mashal is just like the human being; he has the power to control over all bali chayim she'ina medarim that don't have a koyach of dibur, which is they don't have a seichel. The same way you control over a guf, just like you see someone holding his dog who's barking away and tries to run after somebody. You're supposed to, the job of the seichel is to hold over your goof. Your goof also wants to run around and do all kinds of animalistic things. And the job of the seichel, be'etzem, is to hold on to and stop the goof. This is a constant war that every human being has. Ad soif yeah. You look in the smag, in the beginning of the smag, and I'm done with the thing, it's my makom. He's marach me'odin, says that's why a person has the constant muhammas. A person is always, not as natural, you're a behemoth, you don't see, he's always in consternation. Human beings, he says many times, it's fakeness in life. It's the two halachim of him that are constantly fighting. They're constantly fighting for who's going to win over. It's the chilek aguf and chilek amalach. He calls it the chilek aseichel. Of our job is to be able to that the seichel should control over and stop the guf. I want to bring out the sugya for a second. This is a sugya we're talking about. From this is a basic sugya, negea, from the day, from the second you get up, from the second you go to sleep. So bring it out. What is this sugya? Being moishal, the seichel being moishal over the goof, the instincts and the impulses that we're saying. The story I heard over Shem's, the G'dolei Machzirei Tshuva, I don't know if he's so active still, definitely from Pesha Nation, Shem's Uri Zohar. So he told over Maisa, Mamash Moshe was Machzir many people but Tshuva. Every Baal Tshuva has his story, how he made this unbelievable Mapecha in life. Unbelievable Mapecha to change around the whole Tshuva Zachai. Everyone has their way that led to their big Bapecha. So he told over one Baal Tshuva told him over the following Nifl Dikim Isa. What was his? What made him change? He says as well that he was a Chiloni Israeli. And they have for the Baal Tshuva, very often they have what they call seminars, not like seminaries. We have seminars like these 3-day seminars to try to convince them to become to learn more about the Das. His wife was much more, his wife was interested in religion and he was b'chlal, no interest, totally uninterested. His wife, for some bias purposes, he said he's going to ask him to go to the seminar. Go to the weekend. And he had absolutely no interest. He went into the first speech, it was Thursday, starts Thursday, on the first speech, after 10 minutes he's at it. That's no patience. He doesn't have much to do, he's not going to run away from this. Now his wife's smoking cigarettes, walking around. And they didn't have something to walk around and see television in your hand. But he was saying something, he'd be fine. So he says in the course of the seminar, I'm not sure I remember that one, when it was, but he said something, he experienced something, changes a lot. That this person, he owned a huge candy, he was a bailam of a big candy factory. And he was a bissel of a candy man. He had a pashut, he had a sore spot. He used to carry around candies. Loved giving kids, you know, pashut, get this huge big candy, make it, bring him a lot of simcha. So he saw what he called a Meir Sharm kid. I don't know if it was a Meir Sharm kid after. It was the daughter of one of the staff at Tzevet over here. Was involved. She was going around the whole time, you know, outside. 6-year-old, I think it was. So a 6-year-old kid. He's gonna give her a can, you know. So he goes back to his hotel room, comes out with one of these big kid, these huge cans. I don't know, but in my days he's had, because I don't know exactly how big it was, but it was something that was gonna knock, knock these kid eyes out. And he, you know, he pulls it out. He pulls over the kid, he says, "You want this?" So she said, so she looks at it and she taka. Her eyes knocked out. So she took it. She runs over to her mother's mother, her mother's standing there talking to somebody. She starts pulling at her mother's dress. Listening to her. Finally, after 2 or 3 minutes, she catches her attention. He's watching from far. He sees that the girl asks her mother something. The mother goes like this, "No." She runs back. "What happened?" He says, "What happened?" She said, It's not a reaction. Not a reaction. I'm getting understood. Finally, he says, "I knocked him off his feet. Very, very simple thing for me to miss." He said, "What happened here?" He said again, I guess he knew, he has experience, that this is something in fact. Any kid, Taiva, Herotzen, there's no Shaila, was to take this. "Oh my, what happened?" This is Vulus. A 6-year-old kid, this was Vulus, he said. "I'm in a society," he said, "where all me and my friends, something that we're not matzliach to do, even once, what will not matzliach do? Push it to do what we know is good for us when we have a good instinct not to do that. The koyach to go after a seichel, to hold back a seichel when I have a real big gishmak or something. Me and my friends, all my old grown-ups, say, Pasha, I don't see people. Cannot anybody name someone to do this." And a 6-year-old kid in a tiffy stick of oifin. 6-year-old kid, what is she? What kind of seichel she have? A 6-year-old kid in a tiffy stick of seichel, so simply, self-control. Self-control. Then knock this out of. This is something, what is he trying to say? That he lives in a society, and the take for Tishkach, is 90% of the human brio we call humanity. They don't have the ability to stop themselves to do things that, again, and he was saying himself, things we know is good for us. They kill their lives with all kinds of, I have to be malachalik my mouth with all the things that they do. But they ruin their lives, they ruin their families, ruin their kids' lives, they ruin their, sometimes the person ruins his whole outside appearance with the way his eating habits. People are constantly running after the tigers with the push at the inability of a basic self-control. This is the secret of the basic, pretty simple subject. But this is what it means to be a human being. A human being means when it comes down to have a rutzen that you really want. The ability to stop it, because immediately looks great, but it's something that's going to hurt you over the long term. And then in this case, with this girl, with something that hurt her, it's breaking a principle in life. It's an example of fears. It was breaking a principle in life. She was able to do that, and that to him was a huge thing, a new thing. This is the sugya we're talking about. And in the sugya of Yitzhadarais, this is, he enters again, this is chalik shem with me'atzma, it's not only he gets you once, not only gets you and he pulls you after and pulls once, this is the tumah harayis. It again intrudes and invades into you and it puts into you a meshicha to be bechefza, connected to your impulses. It makes you an animistic person. It connects you to being connected with, it instills with you in the connection to constantly going after impulses, constantly turning to whatever you want to want, without beli matzor, without any stopping, without the ability for the seichel to stop for a second. That's a destruction of the way. That's taking the person, this great Adam. And the Adam is uses a seichel. He's a dama le'elyon. He's a dama le'elyon. Shlomo famous. Shlomo says these are the two names of an Adam. An Adam Yitzarechon is a dama le'elyon and a dama le'elyon. Chazal say he could be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said sheni. He could be Adam. He could be the earth. That's what he uses a seichel. It brings you down to be a pishul person. Every aveiro, Chazal say. Ein adam oiver aveiro. Ein adam choyti yon ki nichmas by ruach shtos. The shtos. You're going after your impulses. You're not thinking. It's not going to get you anything. Over again, mekar beitzim. Where's the mekar? Where's the mekar of that? Of the chazal. Ein adam choyti yon ki nichmas by ruach shtos. Musaita. Isha ki siste. Chazal saying. Isha ki siste. Mal. Chazal say that posik. Ein adam choyti yon ki nichmas by ruach shtos. System in Lashon Shaita. The core for that is a Shaita. The source and the greatest shtus there is in the world is in the city of Arayis. In the city of Shabbos, the Shabbos, Kufim days and all. It's over there. More of the Pasuk, more says, Shabbos, Kufim days. Ki hu amar vayehi utziva vayamoy zu. Zu, maybe Arayis, you said Arayis. Zu Isha, it says. The more Mola says that is the most nonsensical, ununderstandable negara seichel. Negara seichel, taiva in the Lashon Gemara is about kol rotz and acharei. Everyone, the whole world is running after it. Rashi says over there, zugzeres hakosiv, the English says shum seichel. You read the Lashon Gemara Rashi over there, Rashi says, it's exactly like we spoke about. Not that, don't think it weird. Because the Baruch Hu made it any person, it's there. But it doesn't make any sense. It's not going anywhere. The more there's Masber, it's and Sean, it doesn't make in a regular seichel, logical mahalach, doesn't make any sense. But Kadosh Baruch Hu put a taiva in such a person. Kadosh Baruch Hu put a taiva in a mensch. He put such a taiva in a mensch. And every time you enter that and you're noited to that, you're be'etzem instilling in yourself this pattern to go after impulses that bring you to something that's totally negative the seichel. It's totally negative the seichel. This is a third insight into what the Yitzhahar is accomplishing in the Sugya. He's turning a person to a bayim, Pasha. He's putting a person who's totally going after his animal instincts and his animalistic impulses. So the Rabbi Yehuda, the next one, in Krasheni, in Zivas Achet, he talks about what a chet is. He talks about, he says, there's two types of people, two types of chetim. There's a person who does al derech mikra. As a person doesn't do like mikra, somebody does like mikra, kishave taiva, he's mitire, what happens? Taiva, kishave taiva, vayechsak olav yitzre veitvfe. It happened that the taiva came strong on him and conquered him. He says the following. L'nechlitzu rayoyna v'chushav b'fogay boy. Nechlitzu is a lashon of Jesus. He didn't hurry up his rayoyna, his seichel, v'chushav, in a sense, his b'fogay boy, when the yitzre met up with him. And he was not, he's now describing a person who wasn't matzliach to conquer the Yitzhara. He did not quicken to scream at the Yam HaTaiva Vayecharav. That would have brought down the first of Vayecharav, it would have been machriv, dried out the Yam HaTaiva. Vayecharav, a lashon of Yam HaNecharav means a dried out. Shtein Rabbeinu Yoyin, that the proper way to beat the Yitzhara of Yam HaTaiva is to scream at it. Say Yam HaTaiva. Yam is always big. Yam, huge. Shteitnu b'yoyna. If you just quickly and you scream at it, you dry out in a second. A huge Yam HaTaiva. It's a huge Yam HaTaiva. You scream at it. That's all you got to do. I would think you have to bring huge trucks to suck out all the water. To take away all the. Say Yam. You're lost in the Yam. You're drowning in the Yam in a second. You look up or you join it. Why? The answer is very simple. You see, the Hemshah Hashem was that the MS, once the seichel's on, there's no room for the taiva. Once the seichel's on, when you're on that form, when you're in that analytic mode and that zone, yeah, it's a yam. You're lost. It's a huma. You're lost. It's a yam. The second you put on the seichel, the second the seichel screams at it, the second the seichel rears up, but yeah, push your eyes up. You see what it is? Nothing. What do you want to ruin your life for 20 seconds of pleasure? You want to ruin your whole stability? You want to ruin your whole reputation for 20 seconds of pleasure? What do you want to make yourself into an animal for 20 seconds of pleasure? And anyone who looks at many mice that are connected to it, they just feel like they're pushing, acting like a animal. and I'm going to change around the Tzuras Adam. What are you doing? That says the only way the Yetzer Hara manages to do it is that the Seichel is totally off. And the Rebbe Meir is talking about a person who does it once. When you do this once, twice, three, you lose the ability to use the Seichel. And not only in the Sugya of Arayis, in all the areas of life. You end up losing the ability to use the Seichel when you have to stop your impulses in Chinuch. You know many, again, not a Sugya, but you know how many good parents there are. Very few, sorry to say that. But very people in Mechanic problems. One of the Iker problems is Pasha Midas. Midas. You're tired, and you know the kids drive you crazy, and you scream at it. What's that Sugya? What's that sugya? That sugya is the ability to use the seichel against your otzer. It's a sugya. It's a simple sugya. It's a sugya as a gift. Every sugya in life. The ability to be shulid on yourself and realize, yeah, you have no chayfas, but your kid's a kid. It's all about tachyas and ripple effects. The person who makes himself into a behemoth, again, the person's not a hybrid. When you go after your behemoth, your bahamas, aside, and you're more identified with Amis Dad, you lose the ability to use your seichel. You lose the ability to be Marishal. You become a Nishlat. You have no self-control. You lose the ability of self-control. This is the third point. When we're dealing with this guy, the morale, and the destruction of self, we're talking about losing the ability of self-control. Face it. You have an animal in you. It's a pellet. It's not so bad. No, yeah, it's a pellet because you have an animal in you. Who knows what you could do? Who knows what you could do? Without self-control, you're a bit drunk. It's a sharm. Yiddish. Her base. And it says Zahiris. He talks about him. Zahiris is the etzim. The cheshvin at the beginning. He talks about him. Zahiris is main cheshvin. The person using his seichel. He's doing a cheshvin. Where is he going in life? What's he doing? Or is Meisim, Tevim, and I? He says you have to take out time to his mind to rethink and re-cheshvin. What am I doing in life? What am I doing? Am I starm okay? Am I tefillas okay? Am I a chaver? Maybe I don't to my parents. Bechule, many areas of life a person has to think about. And a person who doesn't do that, he says, that's all it is to think. To make cheshbon. The Mizrach Sharm accuses this person who is not a Mizbainin, he's worse than a behemoth and a chayis, as a betivon lishmor zatzim. They naturally watch themselves. And in the mail, you'll find any behemoth naturally runs away and flees from anything that's a danger to them. Fire, other animals that attack them. Fishes, any bali chayim, they naturally have the tendency to push it, run away. It's a natural instinct to run away. So the human being who doesn't use his behemoth, he's more than a behemoth. In fact, develop a pellet. The Sharm says himself that by the chayis, it's betepa to do that. Of course, they watch from something that's going to be a hefset to them. Human beings, the Sharm knows that if he's not misbinding, it's a hefset to him. But it doesn't come naturally to a person. A person naturally doesn't feel the tendency to be misbinding, doesn't feel the sakana that there is if he's not going to be misbinding. So how is the Sharm saying that a person who's not using the seichel, is not exercising the seichel, and is misbinding is worse? He's not. The behemoth is going after his teva. The human being doesn't have such a teva. So the answer is, pshat is this. You should say no. Every creation, every bria, has to use its mind, its core, its center, its koyach, its ikur koyach. The ikur koyach, that's what we saw in a bit withdrawal, the ikur koyach of a behemoth is its teva. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, to preserve it, that's what's ma'agir behemoth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it natural instincts that more or less watch over behemoth. Some behemoths have schlechte instincts, amol, they're mis'orer, but more or less, the teva of a behemoth watches over. Oh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by human being, he didn't make it that your teva is going to watch you. He gave you a seichel to watch you. And dafka, your seichel is your mind. And by a human being, if he goes after his instincts, oh boy, they're dangerous. It's 1,000 times more dangerous than a behemoth. Because a behemoth, if he goes after seichel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him. That's it. That's who he is. That's his Moses. Moses is teva. The teva watches him. His natural, tibiistic instincts watch him. A human being, if it goes after Steva, it's not going to watch you. Certain things will watch you. Yeah, it'll watch you from fire. But your instincts and impulses will pull you all kinds of way, which won't watch you. it will pull you in a way that will ruin your life, and your wife's life, and your kids' lives, and your shafus's man. You do all kinds of things. Your teva will pull you. It will use your seichel, like we started with. It will use your seichel. It will grab your seichel, as a surah filavachim, and will pull after the impulses, and will be megayes. I don't know how to say megayes in English. That will sign up, enlist, that was probably the right word. It will enlist your seichel. It will enlist the seichel to be memali every last thing that it wants to be memali. And a balkishin from a bacher will find a way to be in two's dharm and a night be who knows where. We'll find a way. We'll do that. We'll enlist the seichel. The outfool is magachir. And outfool everybody in the book. And outfool his parents. That's the pachad of human beings. We should give it the gemara. Some big people, you did atrocious atrocities. Atrocities. A huge person. It's a pachad. A pachad. Big people. With big positions. Chashav people. We could do the most animalistic, ununderstanding, push it deep, subhuman, dehuman things. That's what she's showing me. You're a sachor, it's much worse. Because you don't have any maimed. You don't have any maimed. The behemoth, that's what she's saying. The behemoth has his teva. His teva's going to watch him. But you, if you go after your teva is going to take your seichel and it's going to push it, destroy you. It's going to destroy you. It's going to ruin you. It's going to break your gvulis. It's going to break your sense of self. And over here, we're saying it's going to be shilled over the seichel. It's going to be nishlan. It's going to come. It's schlepped sechem chay. It's going to be schlepped over every last impulse and every last room. It's going to totally remove and totally obliterate and erode the entire self-control of your mind. This is the third and good, and the last good. This is what Ram means. And here we arise. That is the koyach. That's what creates a person. That makes a person to be him. Someone who's nimshach and nitka and pekah and this has an egiya and this Indian. But we see midas again. The same. That's how much he makes himself a behemoth. The tzad kedusha. That's all. Hopefully, we see in hemshach of all weeks. The kedusha is the hefech. The more a person adds kedusha and tire, that's the more the seichel becomes a shaylik. The seichel becomes a melech. To have self control and to be melech over his tzaynus and his time.